All right, see if you recognize this voice.
This is called Make It Happen. Darling, I see that camera.
Yeah, we're not making it easy on you. It's Mariah Carey. She's in Saudi Arabia right now, and that's her performing at a concert there. She was invited to perform as part of the country's first major international golf tournament. It is a big deal for Saudis. Just ask this young man, a serious Mariah Carey fan.
I love Mariah Carey. Like, ever since I can remember, I've been in love with her, like her music. I have a very personal connection to her.
Carey's invitation comes at a time when the Saudi crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman, is loosening restrictions on entertainment, but not everyone is excited about celebrities jetting off to Saudi Arabia to showcase their talents.
I was very shocked. All these Saudi activists were very shocked to see that Mariah Carey have accepted the invitation.
Omaima al-Najjar fled Saudi Arabia and now lives in Italy. When she heard Mariah Carey was going to perform in Saudi, she started a campaign to boycott the concert. She and other activists say Carey is giving legitimacy to the crown prince at a time when the prince should be held accountable for the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
We know that there have been artists who came to Saudi Arabia during December, and it was at the same time the scandal of Jamal Khashoggi's murder. But what is different this time is that Mariah Carey is a woman, and she's a much more influential artist.
Carey responded to these criticisms, saying that she sees this as an opportunity to end gender segregation in Saudi Arabia, to which al-Najjar, the activist, responds,
"It's very flawed, ignorant, and superficial. I mean, she's ignoring the worst humanitarian crisis in the world in Yemen. She's ignoring the fact that Saudi Arabia killed journalists and other activists have disappeared, and we believe that they have been killed." So it is very obvious that she is trying to come with a pathetic excuse for accepting the money.
Vision of love? Maybe it's more a vision of money. Still I was